Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody teaches it, so no one knows it exists. The dreamer's banished to obscurity. Well, I'm trying to change all that, and I hope you are too. By dreaming every day. Dreaming with our hands and dreaming with our minds. Our planet is facing the greatest problems it's ever faced. Ever. So whatever you do, don't be bored. This is absolutely the most exciting time we could have possibly hoped to be alive. And things are just starting.
You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You've felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad.
Carlos and Eldorado. Don't wake it up out of my slumber feeling like Rollo. So follow.
though. It's showtime at the Apollo minus the Kiki Shepherd. What about a hoe and a leopard? Red Pie, Teddy, Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. That was so warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blew hate to athletes, might take you, but you must have been mistaken with them statements that you make, huh? Bongo hooks it up, oh my god. Dip my rim for days so they can ride out to the honeycomb, hide out. I'm sure you got a wild out like Jack Tripper. Let me be Bambino on your slippers. YKK on your zipper. Lick you like a lizard when I'm slizzard. A sober. 6 million ways to fold you. Like Noah's, I get two views and you get pretty cheap. But I call your ass from 80s, I know you'll be there for me, girl.
Everything that's on your nasty mind. They say you're malnutrition and need a vitamin D and invite me to that tingle in your spine. I love who you are, love who you ain't. You're so Anne Frank. That's just an addict to hide out for about 2 weeks. Rick chains and no chains and whips. I do some lips to hipster and double time the boy next door.
Public performance. Do not be fooled into thinking it means that only you can play your songs out in public. It sounds like that, but really what we're going back to the exclusive rights. Public performance is one of the exclusive rights given to you. So that means basically anytime there's a public performance of your song, you have to agree to it under copyright law. That can get a little heavy in transaction costs, as you can imagine. The radio station isn't going to call you every time that your song is played, and the TV station. Theoretically, you could prevent a radio station or a television station from playing your song. But in my experience in the last 30 years or something, people are falling over each other, clawing over each other to get their songs on TV and in radio. So what happens is that television stations, radio stations, Gap stores, malls, auditoriums, bars that play music, et cetera, anywhere that music is played to the public have to pay for it. They have to pay the song copyright holders, okay? And how is this accomplished? It's accomplished through the public performance societies. In the United States, those societies are ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. And so how does this work? Okay, well, I write a song, so, and I know it's going to be on the radio and on television, or at least I hope so. I join one of these societies. Let's say I join BMI. I become a member of BMI. And besides me, there's 100,000 other people or 200,000 or 300,000 songwriters who have also joined BMI. BMI then goes out on behalf of all of us and they go to every television station and radio station and Gap store and nightclub, et cetera, et cetera. And they say, hey, you're playing our music publicly. Please enter into a license agreement with us. We'll set a fair fee, and you will pay us. BMI collects all the money, puts it in a pot, and then tries to give out to its members the money proportionally. So if my song is played on the radio, I actually got a BMI check when I was a musician. We got a lot of radio play, say in the Boston area, and I got a check for $7.81. That same year, REM, for their songs, probably got a check of $781,000 and change. So it depends on how many times your song is played. And it's not an exact science, but it's extrapolated from the information.
Yes, after skin to skin, then a straight fist to chin, non-stop arguing, something start missing, then the gifts stop coming, romance get dragging, sweetheart start rocking, but them just begin, now jealousy take over, can't sleep at night, I never used to this, I used to move younger, right? Say all of my love, I'ma give you it for free, I'm never gonna leave you until the 30 p.m. the morning when I rise, I'm just before a cup of tea, so this was in my head, size and not just energy, in the wake up, I know you wake up, I cry. I look in at the past and I ask the present, why the calling at the phone without the flyer? The long in turn worry and the truth becomes a lie. Take a peek when love comes knocking at your door. You must be very sure that you're ready. When love comes knocking at your door, you must be very sure. Take a peek through your window. Before you open it, just take a peek and a look out the side of your window. Yeah.
Myself, 'cause I won't want to love you. Can't see me with no. don't know what to do. I see you pass my way each and every day. Cause you talk just once is all I'm asking. Cause I can't seem to help myself. There's something about the way you look. Oh, I wish that we could talk. Or even sit and cuddle in the park. Gazing in each other's eyes all night. I wanna take you far away, far away, far away. Only if you say you come all to myself. Oh, I want to have you. Can't see me with nobody else.
Some of you heard, the state of Hawaii released my official long-form birth certificate. Hopefully, that this puts all doubts to rest. But just in case there are any lingering questions, tonight, I'm prepared to go a step further. Tonight, for the first time, I am releasing my official birth video. Obviously, we all know about your credentials and breadth of experience. For example, just recently, in an episode of Celebrity Apprentice, at the steakhouse, the men's cooking team did not impress the judges from Omaha Steaks. And there was a lot of blame to go around, but you, Mr. Trump, recognized that the real problem was a lack of leadership. And so ultimately, you didn't blame Little John or Meatloaf. You fired Gary Busey. And these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night. Say what you will about Mr. Trump, he certainly would bring some change to the White House. See what we've got up there.
Bitches and hoes, the queen thing. Over the years, I've been up on my toes, and yes, I think I'm like, because them folks might think you soft talking like that. Man, fuck them niggas, I'm going off and coming right back like boomerang when you're throwing. With these old ghetto poems, think it is better form when they can let me go. Y'all from hitchhiking, inviting niggas into the temple, they call the body. Now everybody got it, had it, talked about it amongst their friends. Coming around my crew, looking jazzy, wanna pretend like you legit. Both you, even both knew that you got hope. I got your punch of patience while our nation is a broke straight thinking. I hate thinking that these are future mamas of our chillin'. They fucking a different nigga every time they get the feeling. Dude, I'm willing to go the extra kilos. Need her just to see my senorita get her pillow. On the side of my bed where no good ever stays. House and doctor was the game we used to play, but now it's real after day.
A real player, not no flop. Having the very best of life, lots of steak and Perry on. Smoking an ounce a week and every single day with personal freakness. Tricking these hoes in polo clothes, life as you can see it. Much conception, reception. Looking into your eyes, I see your weapon and it's impressive. They're digging up in your thighs, even the closets, keep your closets open. Knocking your boots and jaws, hoping to get you sprung like bell bombs. steadily calling me ass one, cause you thinking that you my lady, bitch, don't play me, cause you're janky. I wanted to hit that ass for me and a goodie, we got janky. So thank thee, you wanted that stuff, don't play your list of game. You was the only one to blame, nigga don't even know your name. You cocking them up and fucking a nigga like Tupac. I'm leaving these folks to be the flowers and wake them up. See, I gotta be feeding my daughter, teach her to be that natural woman. She'll be waiting to exit while you up the hole and dumb and dumb.
In the black on black, lack no star. Windows are tinted so that no one knows who us are. Talk bad about her nigga, guaranteed to snap like bra. Straps sticking together like grandma and grandpa. In this doggy dog world, kitty cats be scratching on my furry coat to curl. Up with me and my roller kippers and hits I want to earl. Cause most of the girls that we was liking in high school, now they like it. Nasty bitch, having no mercy for the disrespect fair one. Some hanging around the crew looking for fun. Dumb, stepping by, they be asking me all about mine, how she doing, how she be. I know she's sipping that wine behind my back, they fought like vultures. Off and on that twins and coaches, baby. Hey, faking it like these sculptures, nail. But they can go to hell and lay with Lucifer, cause they burn it anyway. Big boy, user and abuser.
On the publishing side, when you make a deal with a publisher, there's going to be a certain split. You may co-own the copyright. The fairly typical deal these days is you co-own the copyright. You, the writer, get 50% of the money as the writer, and the other 50 is divided between the writer and the publisher, what we call a co-publishing deal. So you own the copyright 50-50, but you're a co-publisher, so the net effect is, depending on the other language of the contract, you, the writer, are getting 75% of the money, and the publisher's getting 25% of the money. An administration deal may not involve any ownership of the copyright. The administrator may take anywhere from 20 to 10 to even 5% and just gets commission for collecting your money. But you know where you stand on it. The X factor, I guess, on the publishing side is for BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, the Performing Rights Society, it's not always clear how much they're taking. I don't know that there's any way to, for instance, and again, I'm not sure about this, but, you know, in talking to people from the various Performing Rights Society, no person has ever been able to tell me how do you calculate, you know, what's the formula for me to verify that my guy got the right amount of money for his songs, and how what's your percentage that you get for doing that? I'm sure they know internally, but I have a feeling that it's more of an allotment formula. So it's done with averages and very complicated formulas that are beyond the scope of any one person to understand, probably something in a computer. But again, it's an X factor in terms of, you know, if I had a hit song that had exactly the same amount of performances and I co-wrote it with you, and then we had another song with the same amount of performances that I co-wrote with you, would we make the same amount of money from our Performing Rights Society on song number one as song number two? I mean, how does that work? And if you're with BMI and I'm with ASCAP, do you and I get the same amount of money? Not necessarily. You may get more, or I may get more, and we would wonder, well, how does that happen? Because it's the same song. And again, that has to do with that kind of whatever the internal formula of each performing rights organization is. Again, I'm not trying to make an indictment of either of them. I'm just saying, in all my years in the business, it's never been clear to me that there's an exact mathematical formula that I could sit down with and say, all right, it's been played this many times on the radio, so this is how much money I get. I think with things like BDS and better tracking systems, we may eventually get more transparency, I guess would be the word. But at this point in time, I'm not aware that anyone could tell you as a songwriter how they came to the number that they're paying you exactly. And like I said, the biggest issue has been when some of the performing rights societies I know in the past have said, if your co-writer gets more than you, we'll pay you the difference. So if he made $1,000 more than you on the same song, we'll give you the $1,000. And that's all well and good, but it doesn't solve the problem of really, well, but why didn't we all end up with the same amount of money? I understand you'll make up the difference to give you an incentive to stay with, you know, this organization instead of the other organization, but I don't know if that answers the question of, well, how you calculated it in the first place. So that it's a little bit of a gray, kind of a non-transparent thing at this point.
In this video, we're going to discuss how to copyright your music and or beats. Copyrights. The most important step to protect your music, beats, and intellectual property rights will be making sure that you have registered your music with a copyright office. What is the definition of a copyright? A copyright is the exclusive right granted by law for a stated period, usually until 70 years after the death of the surviving author of the work, to make, dispose of, and otherwise control copies of literary, musical, dramatic, pictorial, and other copyrightable works. The exclusive right is set forth in the 1976 Copyright Act, Section 106. Now, the law says that copyright is secured automatically when the work is created, and a work is created when it is fixed in a copy, and that your music actually has a legitimate copyright as soon as you can get your song or music fixed into a tangible format expression. This just means that you either need to get your song recorded into some type of recorder, or get it written down, or logged in some type of record file. But to truly protect yourself, along with some very great advantages and benefits that are backed by the U.S. government, it's best to register your music with the Copyright Office. By registering your music with the Copyright Office, you will not only have a better record of proof that you are the owner of the music, but you will also get certain rights when it comes to lawsuits and benefits for you if you make a claim for copyright infringement, just in case someone uses your music without your permission or the right to do so. All right, how to register your song or beat. All right, what you need to do is send a request form for a form SR or PA application to the Copyright Office, Library of Congress, 101 Independence Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C. You may want to print this part out here because this is the address that you're going to need to send it to. So it's going to be the Copyright Office, Library of Congress, 101 Independence Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C., 20559-6000. Or you can actually go to the website, which that's the way that I do it here, by visiting www.copyright.gov. You can also order an application by telephone by calling this number, 202-707-9100. When the application is completed properly, send it to the Copyright Office with, if published, one copy of manuscript, lead sheet, or sound recording of the best edition, or, if published, two copies of manuscript, sheet music, or a sound recording of the best edition, and the appropriate non-refundable registration fee. It costs about $45. I don't know if the fees went up or not at the time, but as of today, it's $45, and you can make the checks payable to the Register of Copyrights. Mail everything back in one package to Library of Congress, Copyright 101, Independence Avenue, Southeast, Washington, D.C., 205-99-6000, and you're going to make the payment to Register of Copyrights. Now, the wait time for the application processing and getting your certificate back in the mail is kind of long. It takes a few months. The copyright we received it probably about 7 months, 6 to 7 months. So usually they say the turnaround time is about 5 to 6 months. But your song is actually registered as soon as the Copyright Office gets your package. You know, as long as everything is correct in there, you give them the fee, it'll be copyrighted immediately. But as far as you getting your certificate back, that's what you got to wait for. So no worries. As soon as they receive it and everything is fine, your song or your project is copyrighted. All right. The Form PA, Form SO, SRSO, which one should you use? On the Form PA, for published and unpublished works of the performing arts, musical works, and dramatic works, pantomimes, and choreographic works, motion picture, and other audiovisual works. Use Form PA, which is the performing arts form, musical composition that are recorded on a disc or cassettes or works of the performing arts and should be registered with the performing arts. So that's what the PA is performing arts. And I do apologize for the speediness of me doing this. I'm actually about to head out to the door in a little bit, but I want to make sure you guys have this. Let's say, for example, on this performing arts form, let's say that a writer, big producer, Johnny, writes a song, words and music, called Lost in Your Smile. Although he may have recorded it, if he is only interested in just registering the song work, you know, the underlying or musical composition of it, but not the actual recording, then the form PA should be used. The form SR for sound recording is for published or unpublished sound recordings. You're going to use the SR form. So jot this down somewhere so you remember this, but registration for a sound recording alone is not the same as a registration for a musical, dramatic, or literary work that has been recorded. So the form SR is used for registration of the particular sounds or a particular recorded performance. Form SR should be used if you wish to make one registration for both the sound recording and the original work, so the musical composition of it. You may make a single registration using Form SR only if the copyright claimant is the same for both the sound and the musical composition of it. All right, the bottom line is that the copyrights and sound recordings are to be registered on copyright Form SR. All right, now this is another example. Let's say that an artist, the regional buzz, performs and then records Lost in Your Smile, which was written by big producer Johnny. After the artist, Regional Buzz, gets permission, clearance, and a license from big producer Johnny, if Regional Buzz wants to submit the recording form, I mean for copyright registration, then the form SR should be used. If you're the owner of both the song composition and the sound recording of a particular song, you can just use the copyright form SR to register both of these separate elements as one registration. This is sometimes normal when it comes to producers who write their own music and then record it as a production. All right. Sounds accompanying a motion picture or other audiovisual work should not be registered on the form SR. You may also file multiple songs as a collection of songs. So that's pretty much the basic of copyright. I give you the address, where to go to, what kind of forms, what examples of how you should use it, and whatnot. So I just want to thank you guys and just let you know this was brought to you by the people that show you how to get your music listed and sold on iTunes.
I hear you, man. Yo, real talk. Yo, we want to let our listeners know, man, we're back on the air. Yo, part two, actually part one of a whole series, which is called Today is the Day. I got my man, Mr. NYC himself, Corey Flute. Yo, one of the guys is definitely out in the field, keeping it real, letting everybody know what's up and what's happening now. You know what I'm saying? I've been bragging to a lot of the young artists, pretty much, you know, a lot of the stuff, a lot of the works that you actually do in terms of the community with the music. You know, today is a very real issue concerning a lot of our youth, you know, something that I know you're definitely very passionate about, something that you definitely, you know, have no bones about letting anybody know really what the business is and what's going on around. What I'm going to do right here, I'm going to give you a definite chance to just definitely just, you know, really, really, really implement and really talk about, you know, to the listeners, you know, that's locked in. We're actually live on a CBS, AOL, Yahoo, open feed. Last FM is definitely redistributing as well as Dish Network. So we got a lot of people that are definitely locked into this broadcast. What I'm gonna do, like matter of fact, before I drop this joint and really have you just really just give the world what the business is. The joint, Line of Judah, the joint, in due time. You know, the mindset behind both those joints, really kind of catch our new listeners up on just really what all that's about before I drop this joint on them in due time.
Well, Lion of Judah is basically trying to, you know, wake people up. That's my spirit, you know what I'm saying? That's waking them up. That's the lion in me. That's the Judah is every black person that's in America. You feel me? That's the black Americans. Just trying to wake my people up a different way than the other stars that's out right now do their thing. That's why you heard me mention names as Jay-Z, Biggie, 50 Cent, Diddy. I said it on there, but I'm trying to come through, and just because I'm from New York like them, I mean, I'm trying to do it like them. I'm a different breed. So that's what Lion of Judah was about. It was just to wake the black Americans up and let them know what they are and who they come from and what they really come from. You know what I mean? The in due time, it's just about, you know what I'm saying? That's just that's everything that's going on right now. You know what I mean? That's everything that's going on right now, up to the date, up to the time. And it's just letting people know, like, yo, in due time, like, you got to get ready. You got to be focused. Like, it's right now. Like, just do not focus right now. Like, you got to really build yourself. Like, because right now, you see what's going on, like, as far as with the communities, the cops is out more, the D's is out more, shootings is happening more, the girls is out more, everything is out more, you feel me? So mm-hmm. It's just in due time. Like, you'll never know, but it's in due time. So I'm ready. So you got to be ready. So that's what thinking time is about.
Definitely. Like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to definitely drop this joint on you, then I'm going to definitely let my man, I'm going to turn the beast loose on you, man. Real talk, I'm going to let y'all know, real talk, like I told you before, today is the day. Today is the day that we wake up, we open our minds up to really what we must do in order to survive. I mean, it's about survival at this point. It's about survival.
It's not no game right now. It's for real, man. Nobody don't like you. Nobody care about you. Like, and nobody has to be here. Like,
that's right.
It's crazy. It's a crazy game. It's a good and an evil thing, man. It's really a good and evil team right now, man. And
that's right. You got to know. That's right. You got to know
You got to know where you fit. You got to know who you are. Like, you know to know who you are. You got to know the history, brother.
Right.
A lot of us don't even know our history. Like, that's messed up through schools, you feel me?
Exactly.
Through schools and generation passed down, the history been changed around. So it's just, we all like in a big, big, big cup just sitting, you feel me? It's
right.
Crazy.
A big one,
crazy.
definitely. Well, yo, yeah. Luke, you already know how we going to do it. This one I'm going to do,
Well, this is Ephraim Judah, and you're listening to Reggae 141.
How can you hurt me and still be on top of me? Yes, all is possible. Guess what you really adore is my anatomy. You don't love me at all, heart or soul. I should leave you alone. You got a heart or soul. Till I call you my own. I fought all the problems in my analytical world. Why then do I defeat such a typical girl? I did thought I'd like to hope for the best, but there can be no happiness when a heart of stone. I should leave you alone. You got a heart of stone. Till I call you my own.
You got a heart of stone.
Oh, so cold and unfeeling. Oh, so stubborn, unyielding. Oh, stress wasn't stealing. My life with a heart on.